Great. Thank you, Clerk Strickler. I'll go ahead and call this regular meeting of the Bethel City Council to order. It is January 12, 2021 at 6:31 p.m. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. Clerk Strickler, roll call, please.
Thank you. Vice Mayor Hansen?
Here.
Councilmember Barr?
Present.
Councilmember Leary?
Present.
Councilmember Springer?
Here.
Councilmember Henderson?
Here.
Councilmember McCormick?
Present.
And Mayor DeWitt?
I am present. Okay, item number four on the agenda this evening, people to be heard. Under people to be heard, every person signed up has up to five minutes to speak. And just as a reminder for anyone participating or joining the meeting by phone, you will need to press *6 to mute and unmute your phone to speak. Clerk Strickler, did anyone sign up for people to be heard?
Anna Hoffman has signed up and we have not received any emails communication for people to be heard.
Okay, great, thank you. Ms. Hoffman, if you could please state and spell your name for the record, and you have up to 5 minutes. Welcome to the meeting.
Thank you, Mayor DeWitt. I just want to confirm you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. My name is Anna Hoffman, last name Hoffman. And I'd like to thank you, Mayor DeWitt and council members, for this opportunity. I would like to express my support for Peter Williams for the position of Bethel City Manager. I communicated similar comments in a letter provided to the city in 2016, and again in comments that I provided to the City Council in September 2020. I'm glad Peter was hired to fill the acting position, and I want to encourage and express my full confidence and his abilities and encourage the City Council to hire him permanently. For those of you who've only recently had the privilege of working with and around Peter, I hope you found him to be committed, competent, knowledgeable, responsive, respectful, and productive. That has been my experience with him as a city council, that has been my experience with him as a citizen of Bethel and as a fellow manager. Peter has always conducted himself very professionally and honestly. I have the utmost respect for his integrity, and I appreciate his interest and his pledge to serve this community through this position. As I've stated previously, we are fortunate to have a person of his caliber among us and interested in serving as our city manager. Over the last 4 months, he has brought much needed stability and leadership to the city. Mr. Williams profoundly understands Bethel because this is his home. He knows how to navigate and communicate with local, state, tribal, and federal bureaucracies. He knows how to build relationships and find creative solutions to tackle problems unique to rural Alaska. With Peter, you don't have to worry about a learning curve. Simply stated, he gets it. He knows how to manage this city, and he has gained his competence through hard work, dedication, years of experience, and humility. Peter has already proven himself and continues to serve us with diligence. Intuitively, he knows what is important, and he can move our city forward by bringing progress in his modest yet very sophisticated way. He is a very strong administrator, and I sincerely hope that you concur and will hire him for the permanent position. The challenges and the opportunities before the City of Bethel are great. Maintaining function and confidence at the city administration level will bring reassurance to the community and ultimately will make your jobs more productive and purposeful. I'm glad you have chosen him as a finalist, and I look forward to hearing your decision. Goyana.
Okay, thank you so much for your testimony and for joining us this evening, Ms. Hoffman. Much appreciated. Quick, Strickler, have you heard from anyone else who might wish to speak under people to be heard?
I have not, Mayor DeWitt, but we have had a few more people join us just recently, so we might want to ask
again. Yeah. Okay, has anyone who has joined us in the last few minutes joined us with the intention of speaking under people to be heard? If so, you may have to press star 6 on your phone. Would anyone like to speak under people to be heard? One more shot here. Okay, and just a reminder to folks who have called in from the phone, because I'm seeing some background noise, you do have to press star 6 when you call in to mute and unmute your phone. So if you press that, the menu or the automation will tell you if you're muted or unmuted, and it's helpful to the meeting if you stay muted. So thank you so much. All right. And Clerk Strickler has already announced that there were no emails submitted for testimony under people to be heard. For folks who are listening, that is an option that's now available for the public to participate in people to be heard. You can email a testimony to the city clerk. I believe Clerk Strickler is at deadline 4 o'clock on the day of the meeting.
It is. Thank you. Yeah.
Perfect. So keep that in mind. If you're hoping to submit testimony in the future, that is an option right now. That brings us on to item 5, approval of the consent and regular agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent and regular agenda?
So moved.
And second by Leary. Sorry, I'm just taking notes here. Are there any council members who would like to remove an item from the consent agenda? I'm going to give everybody just a chance to take a look at things. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Madam Mayor, this is Council Member Henderson. I just have a question about 10.3. Is that something that we are able to look at? I mean,
if you, Council Member Henderson, I would recommend removing that item from the consent agenda if you would like to discuss that with the city manager. And Council Member Henderson, you are muted. Would you like to remove item 10.3?
No, it's all good. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, I'm not hearing that anyone wants to remove anything. Would anyone like to make any amendments to the agenda? Okay, hearing no amendments. Back to the motion, which is made by Councilmember Henderson, Vice Mayor Hansen, and second by Councilmember Leary. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda and regular agenda, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, please say nay. All right, we have an agenda, everyone. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the approval of meeting minutes. The December 22nd regular city council meeting minutes just passed on the consent agenda. And the next item of business will be reports of standing committees. As a reminder to the public, we have a number of vacancies on committees and commissions. And you can contact the city clerk's office at cityclerk@cityofbethel.net if you are interested in learning how to get involved in the City of Bethel committee and commission municipal government structure. First up for standing committee reports is the Port Commission with Council Member Springer.
Okay, we haven't had a meeting yet, so I'm waiting to find out when our next meeting is.
Okay, thank you, Council Member Springer. And Planning Commission with Vice Mayor Hansen.
Hey there. So we actually have our next planning commission this Thursday, January 14th at 6:30 p.m. People can call in to listen. We have a couple things on the agenda this week, one of which is a discussion and how it reads on the agenda is Bethel Marijuana Industry letter in regards to restricting the number of marijuana retail stores in Bethel. So if you would like to call and be heard on that, the agenda is posted on cityofbethel.org website. You can look that over. And then the second item is an update on the City of Bethel junk vehicle removal program. And once again, that'll be Thursday, January 14th at 6:30 p.m. And anyone is welcome to call in or Zoom in and be heard on either of those topics. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Vice Mayor Hansen. Next up is the Community Action Grant Technical Review Board with Councilmember Barr.
Thanks, Mayor DeWitt. I'm looking for the dates that we're to have our opening. My computer is acting up. If you can come back to me, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll move on down to my committee report, which is Parks Rec Aquatic Health and Safety Center Committee. We met last night. We had a quorum. And just a couple things to point out. The committee voiced a lot of enthusiasm about some of the progress that's being made at the city to take the first steps towards feasibility on phase two at the YK Fitness Center. So all of us should be hearing more about that in the weeks and months to come. And that's an item that City Council had passed a budget ordinance about several months ago. And then something that had some substantial discussion at the committee level was looking at ways to expand recreation in the community. And this is something I think I've brought up before. The committee has been talking about it for a while. And the idea is looking at potentially contracting out some planned recreational services to have some of those activities and options in the community, and working with city administration to identify whether it will be possible in the future to establish a division specific to parks maintenance within the Department of Public Works. So those are just a couple of the topics we're talking about at our committee. And that brings us to Finance Committee with Council Member McCormick.
So last month we had our first meeting the first meeting that I was able to attend on January 28th. However, we did not have a quorum, so we were not allowed to proceed with that meeting. So I would just like, again, to take the opportunity to just encourage anybody who's even vaguely interested to reach out to myself or one of the other committee members about getting joining the committee, because we really need more people. If I understand it correctly, I think there's three open seats, and so we'd really like for more people to come out and participate in that. So that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember McCormick. And Public Works Committee with Councilmember Leary.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I don't have any updates since our last council meeting. Our next regular meeting is scheduled for the 13th, January 13th, next week at 5:30 p.m. On Wednesday. Participation via Zoom or phone call is available. We have a pretty full agenda. Some of the items are salvage operations at the landfill, update on the Polk Road, and that's in quotation marks, Polk Road, update on Avenue's water sewer project, evaluation of 2021 committee goals, and public works facility improvements. So stay tuned, folks.
Great. Thank you, Councilmember Leary. And Public Safety and Transportation Commission with Councilmember Henderson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We had a meeting last week, and it was a fantastic meeting. We began with electing the chairs, and we were proud to have Doug Boyer take the chair position of our committee. So that was really nice. And then we spent the rest of the meeting going over goals and stuff with the both the chiefs. And we had a nice talk with them, you know, about what they're expecting, all the struggles they've been going through, what they hope to see happen. And we really are excited to get started. We gave everybody homework, and we should have more that will be brought to the council next month. So it was exciting. It was good to actually feel like we're working and see the struggles and the hopes and dreams of the chiefs and their department. So we're looking forward to working with them on that.
Great. Thank you, Council Member Henderson. And back to Council Member Barr with the Community Action Grant Technical Review Board.
Thank you, Mary DeWitt. I apologize for that moment of senioritis. I was looking for, and I tried to go on the City of Bethel's website to see if the calendar has been updated for the Community Action Grant for the application periods, and I see that it hasn't been updated. If we can ask City Clerk to see that it's updated, I would greatly appreciate it. We did have a calendar that was forwarded to us by John Sargent, and our application period opens for this quarter on January 29th, and the application deadline is February 28th. Our board meetings will be on March the 3rd and March the 10th. As to when we will recommend to the council what we would like to see with the applications, and then at the council meeting where those applications will be presented with our recommendations will be on March 23rd, and a payment made on March 26th. So again, the application period opens up on January 29th, and the deadline is February 28th. Thank you, Mayor DeWitt.
Great, thank you for those dates and that information, Council Member Barr. That brings us to item 8 on the agenda, which is the special order of business. And we have no special of order of business this evening on the agenda. And on to item number 9, unfinished business. And item 9.1, the public hearing of Ordinance 20-41, designating municipal reserve property, U.S. Survey 3230 A and B, Block 7, Lot 1 and 2, as public utility land location. This is sponsored by Interim City Manager Williams. And I'm going to go ahead and open the public hearing for Ordinance 20-41. The public hearing is now open. Does anyone wish to be heard? And again, if you've called in from a phone, you will likely have to press *6 to unmute yourself. Okay, hearing and seeing no one wishing to speak, I will close the public hearing. Is there a motion to adopt Ordinance 20-41?
Madam Mayor.
Okay, so that was a motion by Leary. And Vice Mayor Hansen, was that a second?
Yes, I'll second that.
Okay, great. Council Member Leary, as the maker of the motion, you have the opportunity for first debate.
Thank you. I think I would, reading through this, it's pretty short. I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but I would defer to the Interim City Manager for any additional information on this. Thank you.
Okay, Interim Manager Williams, if you could discuss this, and maybe if you could share also the location of this piece of property for listeners.
Yes, so this is we're asking for these two pieces of property for a building that will be able to provide heat for the water and sewer pipes that will be installed in the avenues, which is 4th, 5th, 6th, and part of 7th. This is located on the old Kilbuck site, where the old maintenance shed used to stand, about in the same vicinity. So it's right off of 4th Main, but actually it's closer to 5th and Main. And once this is built too, the avenues won't be the avenues project won't be the only thing that this serves. It will also provide for expansion in future years when we hopefully someday go across the road and onward to some of those other neighborhoods in the area, Alligator Acres, Nicholson's, and across the road towards the Longhouse. So that's kind of the quick and dirty of it.
Okay, thank you. Council Member Leary, any additional discussion?
No, thank you.
Vice Mayor Hansen?
Yeah, I had a question about, just so I understand this correctly, would the building that would be used, that would be built as this public utility building, that would just be, like you said, where that old maintenance building used to be for Kilbuck, right? Or would that whole Kilbuck property be used in this project?
No, it's just where the maintenance shed is, but to your other other point there was that we will be using this property for a lay down yard when this project starts, but that wouldn't be permanent. So this is the only permanent part is this one little, these two little lots there.
Okay, thank you. And I have another question is, this is such a big piece of property that I'm wondering, what is this? This is public land and institutional district. If that could end up being like a park or a walking track or does passing this limit what we can do in the future? Or do you think this public utility project will end up using that whole space? Or is that just temporary? I'm just trying to think of the long range plan for this piece of property and what we can do with it.
Right. Well, that's something that we all have yet to determine. There's a lot of possibilities there. Of course, its location being behind AC store is pretty attractive. There's quite a few lots there. And it'll be up to the Planning Commission and whoever else to decide how best to use that other unused portion.
Okay, so no options are eliminated, right? It's just, it'll just be used as a staging area first, built on where that maintenance building was at the far end on the Main Street side, and then either Planning Commission, Council, whoever can decide what happens to it after.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, do any other council members have any items for discussion on ordinance 20-41? Okay, hearing no further discussion, since this is an ordinance, we typically roll call vote these. So I'll ask Clerk Strickler to please conduct a roll call vote on this motion.
Councilmember Barr.
Yes.
Mayor DeWitt.
Yes.
Councilmember Leary.
Yes.
Councilmember McCormick.
Yes.
Councilmember Springer.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Hansen.
Yes.
Councilmember Henderson.
Yes.
Sorry, I was struggling to unmute myself. Okay, thank you, everyone. The motion to adopt ordinance 20-41 has passed. And that brings us to item 9.2, which is the public hearing of Ordinance 20-42, authorizing the disposal of property by demolition. The log cabin building located at 326 Accuchuck Avenue, Pinkies Park, and claiming ownership of such structure through the adverse possession, or through adverse possession. And this is sponsored by Interim City Manager Williams. And I will open the public hearing for Ordinance 20-42. Do any members of the public wish to be heard? And again, if you have called in by phone, you will likely have to press star 6 in order to be unmuted. I'll give any members of the public another moment to speak under the public hearing for Ordinance 20-42. Would anyone like to speak? Hearing and seeing no one wishing to speak, I'll close the public hearing. And is there a motion to adopt Ordinance 20-42?
So moved. This is Henderson.
Thank you, Councilmember Henderson. Second?
Seconded.
Thank you, Councilmember McCormick. Councilmember Henderson is the maker of the motion. You have the opportunity for first debate.
I just wanted, you know, I'm really excited for this. I know that building is kind of like a historical building, but it has turned into the local hangout, and it's not being treated very well by the local hangout. And I'm sad to see it go, but I'm happy to that we're going to be able to expand Pinkies Park a little bit, make more room, and find more fantastic things that we can do in there. That's all I have. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Councilmember Henderson. And Councilmember McCormick.
Yeah, I haven't much to say or ask about this. Just sad to see it go. It feels like just yesterday it was in there. But yeah, aside from that, I haven't much to say. So thank you. No further discussion.
Thank you. Do any other council members wish to make comments on or discuss this motion? All right, hearing none, since this is also an ordinance, we will roll call vote this. Clerk Strickler.
Councilmember Springer.
Yes.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen.
Yes.
Councilmember Barr.
Yes.
Councilmember McCormick?
Yes.
Mayor Duet?
Yes.
Councilmember Henderson?
Yes.
Councilmember Leary?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Ordinance 20-42 has passed. That brings us to item 9.3, the public hearing of budget ordinance 20-12, letter F, amending the City of Bethel fiscal year 2021 budget. The slide back conversion, and this is on the agenda sponsored by Interim City Manager Williams. And I will go ahead and open the public hearing for Budget Ordinance 20-12, letter F. Do any members of the public wish to be heard? Again, this is a potential star 6 scenario if you've called in. If you would like to speak under this public hearing of 20-12, letter F, now is your opportunity. All right, hearing and seeing no one wishing to speak, I'll close the public hearing. Is there a motion to adopt Budget Ordinance 20-12, letter F?
So moved. This is Henderson.
Thank you, Councilmember Henderson. Is there a second?
Second. This is Councilor Leary.
Thank you, Councilmember Leary. Councilmember Henderson, as the maker of the motion, you have the opportunity for first debate.
I have none at this time. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Leary?
Same. I do not have any questions or comments about this at this time. Thank you.
Further discussion by other council members? Okay, again, since this is a budget ordinance, we will roll call vote this. Clerk Strickler.
Mayor DeWitt?
Yes.
Councilmember Henderson?
Yes.
Councilmember McCormick?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Hansen?
Yes.
Councilmember Barr?
Yes.
Councilmember Leary?
Yes.
And Councilmember Springer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, everybody. We have unanimously passed Budget Ordinance 20-12, letter F. That brings us to item 9.4, public hearing of Budget Ordinance 20-12, letter G, which is amending the City of Bethel fiscal year 2021 budget, for the Airport Incentive Program and Quarantine Food Distribution. And this was sponsored by Interim City Manager Williams. And before I open this public hearing, I would like to declare a potential conflict and have my fellow council members rule on that conflict. Historically, I have not participated in projects involving CARES funds. In this case, and this is as a result of my organization's involvement with the administration of some of the funds. However, this would be general funds. Right before the meeting, it occurred to me that the funds that is held by the organization that I work for, Bethel Community Services Foundation, participates in the quarantine food distribution program, for which there is some financial benefit to the organization. And as such, I would like to declare that conflict and have City Council rule on that conflict. And I believe Clerk Strickler, if you could refresh my memory, I haven't done this for a couple of meetings. I now just ask for a motion on that conflict, right?
That is correct. So if a council member feels like there is a conflict of interest there, somebody would make a motion of that sort.
Great. Would a council member like to make a motion declaring that I have a conflict on Budget Ordinance 20-12, letter G?
If I had the verbiage in front of me, I would, but I don't have what I have to say in front of me. Sorry.
That's okay, Councilmember Henderson. Would anyone else like to make a motion declaring that I have a conflict on this item?
And Mayor DeWitt, if you would like, I could go into a little bit more detail, maybe with support from Libby, on what constitute a conflict of interest or a substantial conflict of interest that the council should be considering at this point, if that would help.
I think that would be very helpful. Thank you for offering to do that, Clerk Strickler.
Okay. So there's different steps of evaluation when considering whether or not a council member has a conflict of interest. And the Bethel Municipal Code defines that a council member cannot take part in any discussion or debate in which they have a substantial conflict of interest. That substantial conflict of interest is taken into account under certain specific and different variables that might come into play. And I'm looking for the code provision right now, which identifies questions like whether or not the amount that the individual would receive or that the business in which that individual is participating would receive is substantial. That would be a determination by the council. So a question you could ask the individual with a potential conflict of interest is how much money they feel that they would be getting from this appropriation. Or how much their business entity that they're involved with would get with this appropriation from the general fund. So. I continue to pull that code provision, but that the identification of it being substantial is highly dependent on the amount received by the agency or organization. And the determination of it being substantial is something that any one council member can identify and make a motion to support that she does have a conflict of interest. It looks like Libby has the code provision.
So I do. It's 2.52.140. And then the procedure, let's see here. I believe it's 2.52140. maybe it's not that one. Hang on here. Just
maybe 150.
Yeah, hang on. I'm thinking it might be this could be with the commissions. Hang on here.
So 205.150 is specific to elected city officials?
Yes, yes, yes. 2.05150. That's it. Yeah.
So for the council and the public, one question would be whether the financial interest is a substantial part of the consideration, whether the financial interest directly and substantially varies with the outcome of the official action, whether the financial interest is immediate and known or conjectural and dependent on the factors beyond the official action, whether the financial or private interest is monetarily significant, and other factors deemed appropriate by the presiding officer under the specifics of the disclosure and the nature of the action taken before the council or body or commission.
Okay, thank you for that, Clerk Strickler and Attorney Bacalar. And just for further consideration for council members, as you consider this, I just wanted to note that because I have stepped back from all topics related to the CARES funds, I think, you know, not knowing what the future might hold for additional relief packages or things like that, I think it might make sense for me to continue to recuse myself and declare that conflict on matters such as this. So if there's a council member who might wish to make a motion to declare that conflict, now would be the appropriate time.
Mayor DeWitt.
Yes, Vice Mayor Hansen.
According to code provision 2.05.150, did I write that down? All right. I would like to make a motion that due to your involvement in Bethel Community Services Foundation as relates to the management of the CARES Act fund, that this would be a conflict of interest in this current ordinance being considered.
Okay, thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Councilmember Springer. Clerk Strickler, would you like to roll call vote this? I know that's a little bit easier with Zoom.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Councilmember Leary.
Yes.
Thank you. Councilmember Springer.
Yes.
Councilmember Henderson.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Hansen.
Yes.
Councilmember Barr.
Yes.
Councilmember McCormick.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everyone. I'm going to turn facilitation of this item over to Vice Mayor Hansen. I'll turn off my video and start participating again when this business is concluded. Vice Mayor Hansen.
All right, thank you, Mayor DeWitt. So what we have in front of us is Ordinance 20-12G, an ordinance amending the City of Bethel fiscal year 2021 budget. Would anyone like to entertain a motion? That is not, wow, out of practice. Would anyone like to bring a motion forward to, Lori, can you help me out? I cannot find this right now.
Well, I'm sorry, and I was trying to text you. So we would open the floor for people to be heard under the public hearing first.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And then we would, following the public hearing, we will open the floor for a motion to adopt the ordinance.
All right. Thank you. Whew. Back on track. All right. So I will open the public hearing. If there's anybody who is on, called in, logged in that would like to be heard on this ordinance, now is your time. Couple more seconds. Anybody out there want to speak on this?
And if you're participating by phone, you can use *6 to mute and unmute your line.
I know there's a little delay in the *6, so I'm going to give a couple more seconds. It could be kind of hard to find it. All right. I'm not hearing anything. I will close the public hearing. And I would entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance.
So moved. This is Councilmember Leary.
Thank you, Councilmember Leary. Is there a second? Is that you, Councilmember Henderson?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. All right, so Councilmember Leary, you have first debate.
So I guess I would, I don't have any other information other than what's in front of us in the packet here, but seems pretty straightforward to me. I guess I would, again, defer to our interim city manager, Pete Williams, to elaborate a little more on this as to maybe where are we taking funds from, where are we putting them to?
All right, great. Thanks, Councilmember Leary. Acting City Manager Williams, if you could give us a little bit more information on this.
Vice Mayor Hansen, City Council members, when we put this packet together, I wasn't sure on this first part of the ordinance on the incentive program, whether which ways to go. So we've discontinued this program. It's in the packet here. If the majority of council feels that we want to continue on with this program, we made the funds available here, the necessary means to have those funds available. And actually, if there isn't a majority consensus on continuing on with this program, I would suggest that we strike it from this budget modification.
Okay, so if I understand this right, what we're doing with this ordinance is deciding whether to continue this airport testing incentive program. Is that correct?
That's correct, Vice Mayor Hansen.
All right. Councilmember Leary, did you have anything else you wanted to ask or discuss?
I guess I would just say I'm in support of this. I don't know if anyone saw the case count for today. It looks like we had 59 new COVID-19 cases today. So I think trying to continue whatever we can to try to control this as we work on getting everybody vaccinated here in the next, in 2021. So I'm in support of this. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Henderson, you have a second debate.
I just have a question for Interim Williams. Has the participation stayed up as far as on there it says 53% of the flights or of the people on the flights have opted to get the test? Is that number still up there or is that dropping? Do you know?
Vice Mayor Hansen, Councilmember Henderson. The comments we got from YK was that they really hadn't noticed an increase in the testing. That it seemed to just kind of stay the same, whether people would still test or not. I'm not sure. I don't know, since we've discontinued it since the 31st of December, what the count is, but their recommendation, YK's recommendation, was that that it didn't seem to be achieving its purpose, I guess is the short of it, but it was doing some good, that's for sure.
And hasn't Alaska up their schedule? So is it every flight still being met or is it just the evening flight or how is that working out, Pete? Do you know?
To the chair, Councilman Henderson, we have attempted to meet every flight and that has, I think that's in that when we discontinued this, that it increased, I think, to 3 a week. So anyways, that's how that was working.
Yeah, I'm more worried that, thank you, Interim Williams, but I'm worried with the flight schedules going up and up and up, and we continue to support this. I don't know if it's doing any good. A lot of people already rushed to the YK parking lot to get tested, and we're going to be drained here pretty soon, and I believe that that money could be used elsewhere, but especially if YK feels it's not really doing anything special for the testing itself, maybe we should just let them concentrate on the testing facility they've created, and we can just continue to encourage people to go get tested. I don't think we need to be offering incentives anymore. I personally think that was a great idea when all this first started, because so many people were afraid of getting tested. But now that so many people have been tested, nobody's afraid anymore. And I don't see the purpose anymore of being at the airport. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember.
Vice Mayor Hanson?
Yes.
Excuse me. One part of the original question was where the money was coming from. I just want to make clear that this is general fund money. That we would not be spending CARES Act money on this program if we move forward with it.
Thank you for that clarification. I guess, so we'll move into open discussion now, if there's any other council members who have any questions or discussion items. Councilmember McCormick?
So I appreciate the sentiment of Councilmember Henderson and the desire to maybe want to cut it back for, if I understand what the point she was trying to make, you know, kind of just spending something that we don't necessarily need. However, I think it would be beneficial for us to continue to encourage people to get tested, especially with, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding starting to brew right now with the idea that, oh, well, vaccinations are happening, you know, the pandemic's over, and that's not the case. If you get a vaccine, if I understand it correctly, if you get vaccinated, you're still encouraged to get tested. So I feel as a city doing something like this, it's doing everything within our means to continue to combat COVID, because we're really not through this yet. And I just kind of worry that perhaps by maybe cutting back this a little bit, we might be signaling that it is, and kind of misinforming people. Councilwoman Henderson, if that's not what you meant, I apologize. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember McCormick.
Can I add something?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I surely don't want the public to think that this is past and we don't need to do this anymore. I think maybe if we had somebody at the airport handing out, flyers or something that encourages them to go get tested. I just don't think we need to have the incentive gift cards or the $1,000 drawings or anything like that anymore. Like I said, if we continue doing this, it's just going to drain us very quickly. And with no data showing that it actually helped in the long run, especially at this time when, like I said, everyone, not everybody, but a majority of the people have been tested, and, you know, people that travel, they're not afraid to get tested. That's what they knew they were getting into. And for a lot of people that I know that travel all the time, you know, for them, it's just, you know, like, pack in their suitcase. It's just a part of getting ready to go. Okay, I'm going to go get tested. And so I don't want to stop encouraging people, but I just don't think we need those incentives anymore. That's what I was trying to get at. Thank you, McCormick.
Thank you, Councilmember Henderson. I do have a question for Interim City Manager Williams. Do you think you could further clarify what that conversation with YKHC looked like regarding the continuation of this program?
Well, Council Vice Mayor Hanson, I was a third party to the conversation. The gist of what was reported to me was that it didn't seem to, the idea of this was to increase the testing, you know, that more people would test. And it just, it didn't seem to have that effect. It was basically stayed flat, is how I understood it. The number of people that were taking a test, it stayed the same. And it didn't really increase it. It just didn't seem to, the number of people being tested just didn't seem to increase over time.
Okay, thank you. Any other council members have any questions or comments?
This is Councilmember Leary. You guys all know I've been working as a contractor here this whole time, and I'm sorry, Councilmember Henderson, but I have to disagree that I don't think, first of all, everyone has not been tested. I very frequently pull up charts where people have never been tested for COVID-19, which always kind of blows my mind. And I think it's tough to prove one way or another whether or not the incentive program was just because we weren't getting 100% of people passing through getting tested. I don't think that means the incentive program wasn't contributing to those numbers. Like, we don't have, I don't know, I'd love to see a better data on this, I guess, of, you know, on days where we didn't have the incentive folks up there and days we didn't. But I think anything we can do, or I mean, I guess I'd love to hear other ideas that folks would like to do with this money in an effort to decrease COVID transmission in our region or in the city here. So, because right now I think more people are going to start traveling, and especially if we start having more flights, and I think that testing is still so important. So I still support this.
Thank you, Councilmember Leary. I just want to remind people that are listening and also council too, that there is a part in this ordinance that says that this would fund it from January 13th to March 31st. So if I understand that correctly, Clerk Strickler or Acting City Manager Williams, then this would come up for review again if put on the agenda again in March or April. Is that correct?
Vice Mayor Hanson, that'd be correct.
Okay. So this would be funding January through March. Okay, thank you. All right, any other council members have anything they'd like to discuss? Hearing none. Clerk Strickler, I think we're ready for a vote.
So the vote on the main motion to adopt ordinance 2012-G. Council Member Barr?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, sorry about that.
Okay.
That would be a yes for me, please.
Great, thank you. Councilmember Leary?
Yes.
Councilmember Henderson?
Yes.
Thank you, Councilmember Springer?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Hanson?
Yes.
And Councilmember McCormick?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. As we have concluded Ordinance 20-12G, I would like to bring back Mayor DeWitt.
Okay, thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen, for facilitating that item 9.4. I appreciate it. We are now at agenda item number 10, new business. And the first item on the agenda passed on the consent agenda, or the first item under new business, rather, item 10.1 passed on the consent agenda. And that is the introduction of Ordinance 21-01 to enter into a subdivision agreement with Dumuck Enterprises, LLC, for providing required subdivision public improvements at Dongik Subdivision. And that's on from the Planning Commission. So that'll be back in the form of a public hearing at our next council meeting, as this passed on the consent agenda. And just of note for folks who are hearing about this and wondering about this location, this appears to be across the road from Larson Subdivision. Is that correct, Vice Mayor Hansen?
Yes. So if you're driving into Larson, towards Larson on BIA Road from town, and you have Sunny's Way to take that first right into Larson, you would go up the road a little and you would turn left to go into this 10 lot subdivision.
Okay, thank you for that, Vice Mayor Hansen, that description. Mm-hmm. So again, that passed on consent agenda. It'll be back in front of council later this month. And then we have item 10.2, which also passed on the consent agenda, and that is the introduction of Budget Ordinance 20-12 letter H, which amends the City of Bethel fiscal year 2021 budget. It's public works, admin, streets and roads, property maintenance, landfill, Bethel Heights water treatment plant, short-lived assets, hauled water and sewer, community services, information technology services, administration, police department. And that is on from Interim City Manager Williams. It did pass on the consent agenda. That will be back in front of us in 2 weeks. Item 10.3, also passed on the consent agenda. This is Resolution 21-01, the City of Bethel priorities for the state fiscal year 2022 State of Alaska capital budget. This was on from Interim City Manager Williams. For folks who are listening, the list of city identified capital projects are on page 76 of the packet, which is found at cityofbethel.org. So if folks are curious what administration has proposed, you can find all of that information there, as this did pass on the consent agenda this evening. Item 10.4 is also passed on the consent agenda, Action Memorandum 21-01, the reappointment of committee commission board member for a term of 3 years. And I'd like to thank Lauren Bradbury for his service on Planning Commission and his reappointment to the Planning Commission. Item 10.5, also passed on the consent agenda. This was personal leave from the city attorney for 3 days in December. And that brings us to item number 11, reports. The first item is 11.1, which is the mayor's report, and I do not have a report tonight. And next up is item 11.2, the city manager's report. Interim Manager Williams, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Thank you, Mayor DeWitt. I guess I'll do the usual here. If anybody's got any questions about what I have in this report, I'll gladly discuss it with you. I don't have anything real special.
Interim Manager Williams, while you pull your report materials, I think what I will do is go around and give each council member an opportunity to ask any questions or highlight items that were in your report that they might want the public to hear more about.